Amen. Well, it's a real joy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to be back here at Bible Way Church. I've got a lot of great memories, got a lot of fond memories. And I was here when Brother Jack was pastor here, and I learned a lot from Brother Jack. Some of the best messages I ever learned from Brother Jack were short messages. Never will forget one time we were talking, and Brother Jack said, "Son," he said, "no matter what anybody else does," he said, "you always do what's right." I haven't forgot that. The Lord reminds me of that a lot of times when I'm in trouble, when I'm facing maybe a decision to make. I'm reminded of that very thing that he told me. I never will forget one time, and I know it's been said tonight, but Brother Jack and Brother Fred Weston, Lord, you put them two together, and it was on, son. They tried to out-tell each other. I mean, just had a good time. And I never will forget one time we had deacons meeting. We were standing over in the hall, and Brother Jack was talking about eating them sausage biscuits. And he said, "Don't you tell Geraldine I'm eating them biscuits." He said, "If you do," he said, "I'll lie out of it." And I never will forget him telling me that. It shocked me when he said it. But that was Brother Jack. I've had great memories. I think we was talking on the way down here tonight, some of the things that we did while I was youth director here, and took the kids to the Wilds. We took them to Winston-Salem. Me and I done forgot his name now. Brother David, I was going to call him Mondego. He called me Mondego. But me and Brother David and Teresa and all of us went to Winston-Salem to a youth conference over there and took the kids. And I was in one van and he was in the other. And he had the girls and I had all the boys. And we was in two separate motel rooms. And we drove a half a week going two different directions on the interstate over Winston-Salem. If you've ever been to Winston-Salem, man, it's a big city. And about the middle of the week, I come out to load the kids on the van, and I just happen to look across the road, just down the road there a little bit, and I seen the motel where Brother David was going. And every time we go back, we go separate ways. And was in there. It was a brand-new motel. I had all the girls there in the motel, me and my wife, and we had the girls, and David had all the boys. Well, it was a brand-new motel. I don't remember what night it was during the week. Heather was talking to her mom and dad on the phone. And somebody had got the blow dryer out and was drying her hair, and it shorted out. Well, it set the alarm off, and then the sprinklers went off inside the building. Heather says, talking to her mom and dad, said, "I got to go." The fire alarms went off. They're evacuating the building. Click. We didn't have cell phones back then. I don't know how long it was before they ever got to talk to her again. I prayed, "Oh God, they're gonna run me off when I get back." But we had some great times together. I could go on and on and on about the times we spent here at the church, and what a blessing it is tonight to see that God's blessing, still blessing the church. I thank God for your pastor tonight, probably one of the most humblest men I've ever met. I called him a while back and we were talking, and he was telling me about an outline. I do other people's outlines too, brother. He was telling me about an outline that he preached on what John saw. Son, I wrote that down in my Bible, and it'll preach, brother. It'll preach. I preached it to the church. I tell you, I appreciate the church, and I know, I can tell by the way you're sitting in the seats tonight that somebody's warned you about me. When I spit, it's white. It won't hurt you. I see you're kind of sitting back a little tonight. But anyway, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And when he called me, I've been excited about ever since he called me about being here tonight with you in this service. I've been in Jubilee this week up at Dyson Grove, Brother Leonard Fletcher's. I've been in Jubilee this week up there. Preached on Monday. I preached on a happy camper with a GPS. I'm glad God's got a GPS tonight. I'm glad he'll lead us all the way home. You won't make a wrong turn if you follow him and go with him. I preached that this week. Had a tremendous time on Friday night. Brother, was it Joe Arthur? Joe Arthur preached on Friday night. He preached on the second coming of Christ. And after the service was over that night, I mean, I'm talking, we had an orbit meeting. If you don't know what an orbit meeting, it's out of this world. I'm telling you, heaven came down. He preached heaven down. We shouted it out, thinking about going home. Boy, I got excited, and I told one of my deacons after the service, I said, I thought we was going to have to cancel church Sunday. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? I said, I sure thought the rapture was coming. I was just waiting on that toot and waiting on that trumpet to sound. I'm waiting tonight for that trumpet to sound. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and all we which remain shall be called up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking forward to then, but until then, I want to keep on keeping on for the Lord and stay true to him. I thought as I was, when he called me and when he asked me to come and preach tonight, it's an honor to be here tonight in the house of the Lord. It's an honor for me to stand behind this sacred desk. I'm humbled tonight always to stand and proclaim the Word of God. And I thank God tonight for saving me. I thank God for the calling on my life. I thank God for the ministry he's placed me in. And I just want to be true to him to the end. But I thought about this passage of Scripture found in Proverbs chapter number 22. The Bible said here in verse 28, it said, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. I thought tonight, as if I could do anything tonight, and as I was led of the Lord, I thought, how could I be a help and a blessing to this church? I thought about this passage of Scripture here where it says, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. I begin to think about the landmarks that God has set here at this church. For 50 years, God's blessed this church and blessed the work here. And I thank God for it. I thought about tonight, I want to share three things with you tonight that the Lord's laid on my heart about the ancient landmarks. First of all, don't ever, ever get away from the Word of God. Oh, God, tonight, if there's anything can help us tonight, it's the Word of God. Oh, I'm so thankful tonight for his Word. And the Psalm said this in 68 and verse 11. He said, the Lord gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it. I'm glad tonight for the Word of God. Oh, listen tonight. The Word of God can help us, friend, even in the times of trouble, even in the times of sorrow, the times, hey, I've thought about this many, many times. I never will forget tonight. Hey, I was thinking while I was reminiscing about days gone by, the things that's happened in the church. I never will forget, and I've said this often preaching, beloved, from time to time. Sister Jennifer, she was always doing things, working in the back there with the little ones and singing in the choir and just doing different things in the church. I remember when her dad passed away, how it shook her. I remember her coming in after her dad passed away, and she sat right over here on this side. I remember that no matter what was going on in the service, she was carrying a heavy burden. She was burdened about her dad passing away and weighted down. I seen her weep many a time and sit over there. But after a while, I seen the grace of God begin to work in her life, begin to mold her and shape her and helping her through that. In a little while, she was back up in the choir singing. She was back singing. She was back doing the things she was doing, and God helped her through that. I thank God tonight for the grace of God. I thank him tonight for his Word. Oh, how it guides our life and leads us. I'm glad it's a straight way. It's a narrow way. I'm glad it's the only way tonight, beloved, is the Word of God. The Bible said there, he said, we're born again by the Word. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, he said, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth, I like this, forever. I'm glad His word will take us all the way through. Hey, listen to me tonight, this generation coming on, I want you to trust in the word of God. Keep following your pastor. Keep following your teachers. I thank God tonight to come down here and see these people that was in our youth group when we're here. They're still here serving God. They're still here worshiping God. What a blessing that is tonight. Hey, I'm glad for the word of God tonight. I'm glad tonight that His word will take us all the way. In Hebrews chapter 4, in verse number 12, He said, for the word of God is quick. I looked up that word quick. It means living. Boy, ain't you glad tonight the word of God is living. I like what the brother said there a while ago. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad He don't change tonight. Oh, we're living in a time when things are changing all around us. But I'm glad we got something tonight, the word of God, that will never change. I'm thankful for that tonight. And I see when I thought about the word of God, I thought about this. Altar prayer. Thank God for the altar tonight. We can come and pray. Sinners and saints. I want to say that tonight. Sinners and saints. This altar is for the saints of God. It's also for sinners tonight. You can come and find grace to help in the time of need. I want to say tonight, listen to me. We've got 10 babies in the church right now. Got a couple more ladies expecting. Back when I first took the church, didn't have any. Now we've got 10 babies in the church. God showed me something, Brother Rick. He showed me how to grow a church. About the time we had 8 babies in the church, I stood before the church. I said, God showed me something, how to grow a church by having babies. I said, I'm praying next year for a double portion. I looked at them and I said, get with it. Huh? Thank God for these little ones. Thank God for babies tonight. Hey, you know what tonight? I can tell you tonight from the Word of God, something that'll help you mom and daddies tonight, you youngins. Hey, that's coming on, bring these little ones up. Hey, the best place you can find help is right here around the Word of God. Hey, so many times we struggle and we worry and we try to, you know, point them in the right direction. Sometimes they'll go wayward. I tell you, the best place to find help is right here around this old altar. Hey, I'm glad tonight we've got an altar we can go to tonight. I'm glad tonight that it's still real. I'm glad to thank God for the word of God. But He said there, I got to thinking about the altar. Chapter 13 of the book of Hebrews and verse 10, He said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve tables. Paul was talking about here, he's talking about Judaism. He was trying to get them away from that stuff. He said there in verse 11, for the bodies of these beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. I like this in verse number 12. He said, wherefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Thank God tonight, if you ever get a hold of that, that'll bless your soul. Tonight, He suffered without the gate. Thank God. What was outside the gate? All the old rot, all the waste. They took it outside the gate. You say, what's so significant about that? That's where He found me, friend, outside the gate. Hey, the lepers were outside the gate. Hey, the maimed was outside the gate. They couldn't come in, but thank God He went where they were. I'm glad tonight. Hey, thank God. Tonight, you're looking at an old fellow that's saved by the grace of God. I was an alcoholic at a young age in my early 20s, an alcoholic. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I tried everything under the sun to get help. I wound up in a mental health center trying to get off of drugs and alcohol. But I can remember the day, thank God, Brother Rick, when the Holy Ghost of God came my way. I was in there trying to find help, and the Holy Ghost of God arrested my soul, knocked on my heart's door. I opened the door and let him come in. Guess what happened? He saved me, friend. Thank God tonight. I'm glad he went outside the gate. Hey, listen, tonight, the devil's doing all he can to rob these young'uns. Not only young'uns, mom and daddies, getting them hooked on drugs and stuff. Oh, listen to me tonight. It's unreal what goes on in our community. But I'm glad tonight, church, I'm glad to proclaim to you tonight, there's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven tonight's got the answer. You say, what is the answer? Jesus Christ, he's the answer tonight. No matter where you're at in life, he's the answer. He's the answer. He's the one that can reach down, way down below the bottom, friend. There's not a case too hard for him. I'm glad of that tonight. I thank God for the altar of prayer. Beloved, tonight, ain't you glad for the altar tonight? And I see praise and worship. Keep the praise and worship in the house of God. He's worthy tonight for us to praise him. Boy, I like to see people get up and sing. Of course, I'm partial to these ladies that just sung. Sister Patsy, I'm kind of partial to them. I thank God for them. I always try to get the Bible Way Trio up and sing. Why is that? I like that kind of music. That music speaks to my soul. But hey, I'm glad to keep praise and worship in your services. Hey, praise him every chance you get. Lift his name up high. Glorify him. Praise him no matter what's going on. Praise the Lord. Bible said in Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hey, I find there in the passage of scripture, it didn't say bless his name and praise him when you felt like it. There's a many a time I don't feel like it. I went to church last Wednesday night, having one of them Wednesday night meetings. You know what I'm talking about? It's when you come into the house, in your house, you wore out, it's Wednesday night, midweek, you sit down in that recliner, and boy, you just melt. Then it's time to go to church. And what makes it even worse, I had to get up and try to pump them up as there. I said, God, you're going to have to help me. I told church Wednesday night, I said, it's one of them nights. Just one of them nights, I'd rather sit at the house. If I went on my feelings, I would have sat at the house. But I got up and went to the house of the Lord. Guess what? Jesus passed by. Had a wonderful time. I like it when the Lord passes by. I like it when he just shows up and shows out. Ain't you? Hey, listen to me now. I tell folk this all the time. Now, sometimes you might think I'm speaking in tongues just where I'm talking fast. Okay? I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I'm from the South. Now, if you're from up north, you might get confused when we say y'all. But I tell people come to the church, listen, I don't care who's there. I just worship the Lord. I preach the way God called me to preach. That's the way I preach. It's the only way I know how to preach. I know people's got different styles and different means. That's okay. I ain't against that, but I've got my own. I just preach whatever the Lord lays on my heart. Hey, sometimes I take a praise break every once in a while, Brother Rick. When I get to preach and I get so happy, I just got to stop and shout it out a minute. Hey, it wouldn't hurt us to do a praise break every once in a while. Just praise his name. Hey, keep the praise in the church. Praise his name. Hey, when you don't feel like it, praise him. He's worthy tonight. I told him this morning there at the church. I said, listen, you don't think you got something to praise him for? Who helped you get out of bed this morning? Who helped you put your 2 feet on the floor? It was God Himself. Thank God tonight for all the blessings. He's worthy tonight of our praise. Hey, if God didn't do nothing but save us, He'd be worthy of praise tonight. But boy, thank God for His benefits tonight. Hey, after He saves us, how He just pours it out on us and blesses us every day. But keep the praise in the service. Keep worshiping God. He's worthy for us to worship Him. I'm thankful for that tonight. John chapter 4 and verse 24, it said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm thankful tonight that we can worship God. Do you know tonight it's not by secret. We're not living in a country where we have to go underground to praise God. God's allowed us to live in the great United States of America. I want to say this tonight, it's still the great United States of America. We might have turned our back on Him as a nation, but God still got His hand upon this country. And I want to say this tonight, I believe with all my heart why He's got His hand on this country is a child of God. I believe it's Christians tonight that God's still blessing this country. Boy, I'm looking forward to that day when He calls us home. I want to worship Him till He calls me home. I want to stay true to the Word of God. I don't want to remove anything. I don't want to change anything about the Word of God. Why? Because it can still do the job. It can still save to the uttermost. You know, there's not a soul tonight that God can't reach down and touch tonight. You know what God's waiting on? He's waiting on you to open your heart's door. He'll never pry His way in. I was on the third floor at Woodridge in Johnson City, going through a 3-week program trying to get off of drugs and alcohol. I won't forget as long as I live. It was just a fire drill. That's all it was. Wasn't no fire. Was having a session, talking to psychiatrists, having a session there, and the fire alarm started going off. I was already under conviction. I mean, God was a stirring in my nest. Friend, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I never will forget that as long as I live. I never will forget when the Holy Spirit of God, I slipped away. Went into my room by myself. I thought I was by myself, but the Lord went with me. I got on my knees and I asked the Lord to come in my heart and life and forgive me of my sin. I want to tell you something. That night, that day when that happened, it changed my life forever. I ain't been the same since. I've made professions over the years. I was reared up and raised in church. As far back as I can remember, I was in church. I'd make a profession, but it wasn't no possession. But I remember when the Holy Spirit of God got me under conviction. I thought to myself, if I die right now, this was on my heart. If I die right now, I'm going to split hell wide open. If I die in my shape right now, I'm going to split hell wide open. And the Holy Ghost of God had me under conviction. And I said, Lord, will You save me? Son, there was something happened that day I ain't never got over. The Holy Ghost of God came in, filled my heart. I never will forget. It was around the 4th of July. Got out for a weekend pass, went to my family's, had a big cookout and a dinner. Guess who they asked to say grace? Thank God I bowed my head and called out to a God in heaven. Hey, who just saved me? Hey, I want to tell you tonight, I'm still saved. Still saved. And I thank God for it tonight. Oh, listen, don't ever change the praise and worship of the service. I tell you, I know you won't. I thank God for your pastor. I know how he stands. You want to help this man? I tell you how you can help him. 2 things. 1, you can pray for him. Hold him up to the Lord. And every time he gets in that pulpit, holler amen. Sick him. Bless him. Pour it on him, Lord. Give it to him. You know what the Lord will do? He'll honor your prayer. I thank God tonight. I thank God for this church. I thank God for Brother Jack, who was my pastor. Boy, I'm honored tonight to call him my pastor. What a blessing he was to me. Thank God for a man of God that'll stand and preach it and tell it like it is. Somebody, Brother John, was talking about how humble he was. Brother Jack could preach hard sometimes on Sunday, and he'd catch me in the hall and he'd say, "Do you think that's too hard?" I say, "Oh, no, Brother Jack, it wasn't hard enough." He loved his people, had a love for this church. I won't forget the last words he said, Brother Jack said. He's there at the house. They said he went in, sat in his recliner, got him in the house and set him in his recliner. Said Brother Jack looked up, and the last words he said, "Well, look yonder." You say, what'd he see? I think he seen him coming after him. I don't know that, but that's what I think. I'm going to ask him when I get home. Thank God for men of God that stood in the gap over the years. I know Brother Rick was telling me, I was talking to him, come down here one day. He was telling me how the Lord brought him here, pulled in on the grounds back here behind the church and prayed way up in the morning. And God led him here. I thank God for Brother Vinoy. He's been a help and a blessing to me. I know we ain't talked a lot over the last little bit, but he sure is a blessing to me. Y'all a blessing to me tonight. It's good to see some of the folk I went to church with. Even got some folk from up in Mountain City here tonight. Thank God for them tonight. Matter of fact, one young man that's here tonight just got saved not long ago. He said, "You having church Sunday night?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, wait a minute." I said, "I'm going to be at Bible Way. They've asked me to come down and preach." I didn't know he's coming tonight. He's here. I thank God for him tonight. Thank God for Brother Ralph, Sister Shelby. They've been a blessing to me. Sister Gladys, the Perrys. Oh, my goodness, I could go on and on and on. But you know what? I know we like to look back at the past, but I like to look at the present and the future. I'm glad one of these days that trumpet's going to sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And all we which remain shall be caught up together in the air. I like what the preacher said the other night, and I'm through. He was preaching. He said, "You know what the world's saying? I want you to look at there. Just look at them. Did you know your neighbors that live around you, you know what they said tonight? They said, look yonder. There they go. Look yonder. There they go. They're going out to church tonight." That's what your neighbor said. One of these days, they're going to say, "Look yonder. There they go." Then over the balconies of heaven, over the balconies of heaven, they're going to look down and say, "Here they come. Here they come." I'm looking for that day when the Lord calls me home. I thank God tonight that he saved me. I thank God tonight that he's blessed me and he's still blessing me. I thank you tonight, Brother Rick. I thank you tonight for the privilege to be here in the house of the Lord. I love you, brother. I love you, church. We pray for you. And I thank God that the Lord's blessing the church. Thank God for that tonight. I know you've been through storms. We've been through storms. But I thank God that he's blessing the church. Thank God for Brother Steve and Sister Cindy. Boy, what a blessing he's been to me over the years. I tell you, I could go on and on and on tonight, but I thank God tonight. I'm glad tonight. Do not, church, do not ever lose and do not ever move them ancient landmarks.